You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
This is Ken Downey, and I'm going to show you. This app is called Songbird, and it's by Ocarina LLC. It's not all that accessible, but it's definitely usable. Here is Songbird. It has three buttons along the bottom. The button on the right hand, the lower right corner, takes you to their page where they actually sell ocarinas and mouthpieces for the phone and things like that. What this is an EWI. It's an electronic wind instrument. And if you've played with the Ocarina app by Xmule, you'll know exactly how this works. But this is a very advanced version. The only thing it doesn't do, which I really wish it did. I wish it was accessible, more accessible, and I wish you could make your own samples, because you can play this in a very different manner than Thumb Jam, obviously, because you're playing it like an ocarina. So I'm going to tap the bottom center. Okay, I've got a nay, an oboe, and ocarina. So what I have to do is touch the ocarina.
And whistle, Raj, fifth recorder. Nay, oboe, ocarina.
Turn off voiceover.
Voiceover off.
And then touch it again. And now I should have an ocarina. And I can shake the phone to get vibrato. To the right to get a higher octave. Tilt to the left to get a lower octave. This has a lot more than just the ocarina.
Voice over on. Page 1 of 6, adjustable.
And I accidentally went out of it.
Songbird, app switch, Songbird, active. Music.
Let's do the trumpet. This has a trumpet on it.
Center, button. Button.
Okay, so the button's unlabeled, but it's bottom center.
Songbird is doo doo for 8-bit gen guitar, pilot, lows 5 to 10, lows 5 to 10 to 12, bottoms, recorder was inward, saxophone, silver flute.
I'll show you the sax, actually. Now, if you want a middle instrument, the one that's mentioned second in the list, like it said, something sax and then something else, I can just double tap with voiceover before I turn it off.
Voiceover off.
I can either bend notes by tilting the phone up and down. Or I can use my fingers on the right hand side to bend the notes. Songbird. Now I'm going to show you how to change effects and keys and all that. This is the tricky part. The lower left corner is where you want to go. It just says center. You can relabel it. Double tap. Now we've got a bunch of other unlabeled buttons that popped up. There's a 3. There's a 12. There's
selected center. 3 dimmed button. 3 dimmed button.
A 1, and then underneath the 1 is another 3. The top 3, the top button that says 3 is for music. You can get music, you can get music to play with, like backing tracks, that kind of thing, if you push that. 12, if you push that one,
12 dimmed button. 12 dimmed.
You can't actually double tap it. You've got to double tap and hold to get it to activate. Double tap and hold. Now we've got a bunch of buttons. The one that's not labeled, I think that's my fault. That's the C, if I double tap and hold it.
Selected. Hold the F flat. Dimmed button.
This is D flat.
Dimmed button.
This is D. It's not labeled.
Hold E flat. Dimmed button. Hold the F flat. Dimmed button. Selected. Hold. Plus 4 dB button.
And in the middle, there's a button that says plus 4 dB. If you click on it and you just double tap it, it'll say plus 8 dB. If you double tap it again, it will say plus 12 dB. And there's all around it in a square, there are the 12 notes. And you push on any of those notes, and all of a sudden, you're playing in a different key. Now, when you get on this, what it will do is it will default to whatever key the instrument plays in. So the trumpet defaults to B flat. I think the saxophone defaults to E flat. There are all kinds of instruments on here. There's a guitar, there's bagpipes, there's two different recorders, there's an 8-bit flute. There's just all kinds of stuff on here. Trumpet, trombone, muted trumpet. On and on it goes. Just a lot of instruments. I wish I could make my own instruments. And I also wish this was more accessible. So that's that. So I'm going to hit, I'm going to look at the buttons again.
Selected, center, selected, 12 on dimmed button.
Okay.
One dimmed button, one dimmed button.
I'm going to 12 on, one dimmed double button. Tap the number 1, double tap and hold.
Selected, F not selected, FF Canyon Black button.
Now we've got effects. So the thing that says number 1 is effects, and it's set to canyon right now.
FX tunnel black. FX tunnel black. Button.
This is the tunnel.
FX tunnel black.
Hear how the echoes are faster, and there's more of it.
None button. Select FX hall black. Button.
There's none. There's the hall.
FX black. FX canyon black. Button.
Canyon.
FX canyon. Three dimmed button.
And that's it for the effects. I wish it was more versatile, but it does work through AudioBus, I think. So if you, get your favorite app going on AudioBus. And by the way, with AudioBus, I'm up to 1,024 frames a second on AudioBus because I'm running it on the iPhone 6. So if you've got an iPhone 5S or an iPhone 6, you can run pretty high frame rates on AudioBus now. The last thing that I want to show you...
Selected. FF Canyon Black. 3 dimmed button. Selected. 3 dimmed button.
There's two buttons that are 3, and the bottom one that says 3 is the one I want to show you next. Double tap and hold. This gives you your settings.
Corner button, low, button, breath, slash, touch, turn right, 1, button, touch, slash, touch, slash, breath, corner button, low, button.
So we've got touch or breath. So you can either blow into the mic and have it give you sound, or just touch where the notes are. Obviously, if you're just touching, you're going to lose a lot of expression. So unless you're, maybe if you're in a really noisy place and you want to do it, you can do it that way.
Selected. Bend holes off button.
Then there's the thing that says bend holes off. It's selected. That actually means that you can bend the holes. So you can, drag your fingers on the right-hand side to the right, and it will bend the notes.
Selected. Tilt bend off button.
Then it says tilt bend off. That's selected. When it's selected, it means it's on. So I get octaves just by tilting the iPhone. I get my octaves.
Mic sensitivity 5, 46% adjustable.
Then we've got mic sensitivity
0%, 10%, 0%.
Right now it's at 0%, so now it's not, you know, going as much.
Selected, center, center, button.
And that's it. Center, button. When you're done with your settings, when you're done setting everything, you just double tap the left-hand center button.
Selected, center, button. Center.
Which, you know, if you're going to label stuff, just label it as options. And then you got your blank screen. You can turn off voiceover and play. So I'm going to show you my trumpet.
Instruments, gun, guitar, pylon, low setting, trumpet muted, yargul, zelda horn, snake charmer, trombone, trumpet, zunna. Recorder, watch, handwork, saxophone, snake charmer, trombone, trumpet.
So I've got my finger on where trumpet is. Remember, it gives me a list of three. These are like long buttons, so you touch one part of the button. It's, you know, segmented buttons, they're called. And I don't know why VoiceOver doesn't or do better with
voiceover
these.
Off.
And I just turned off Songbird when I was trying to turn off VoiceOver. Come on.
VoiceOver on. Music. Music. Double tap to open. Apps. Songbird. Active. Recorder, watch, handwork, trumpet muted, yargul, zelda horn, recorder, watch, handwork, saxophone, silver flute, snake charmer, trombone, trumpet.
Okay, I'm gonna turn off the voiceover. One, two, three.
Voiceover off.
And hit trumpet, and it should default to B flat. My sensitivity down too far, so I've got to crank that back up.
VoiceOver on. Songbird.
That's what happens when your sensitivity is too low. You really have a hard time
center,
getting
button.
It to play. So.
Center. 0% adjustable. 10, 20, 30, 40%.
Turning it back up to 40.
Center. Button. Center.
Now I can.
VoiceOver off.
The Deep Space Nine theme just went through my head, but it was played in the wrong key anyway. But anyway, yeah, that's the Deep Space Nine theme for Star Trek, and they play it on trumpets. But because you're tilting octaves and because you're doing things like that, what you have is a really good sound, because when you actually play a real instrument, what happens when you go to play the higher octaves, a lot of times, especially like in a trumpet, you know, you're blowing through the lower octave to get to the higher one. And then Songbird, you're tilting through the lower octave to get the higher one. So, yeah, Songbird is great. And it's by Ocarina LLC. And I'm going to write to them again asking for some accessibility changes. I don't know that I'm going to get them. I also really love the ability to make my own samples, because there are some things that I'd like to see. I mean, it would just be great, you know, to be able to do that kind of thing. So that is my podcast on Songbird. Remember, it's in the App Store, Ocarina LLC. Thank you for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.